Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today we're joined by Raejeanne Skillern. Welcome back.
Thanks, Allison. Good to see you again.
So, Raejeanne, remind us what you do at Intel and what segment of the market you focus on.
I am the Director of Marketing for the Cloud Computing Group within the Data Center Group at Intel. I focus on mostly the internet and public cloud service providers, inclusive of the large internet portal data centers, telco service providers, and the hosters.
Now, you were on a few months ago and you introduced us to cloud services, but Intel has started talking about a couple new things. I've heard the term hyperscale mentioned, and then I also heard an announcement about a micro server. But why don't we go ahead and talk about hyperscale and what that means?
These large service providers build their and architect their data centers completely differently from a regular data center. These data centers are characterized not by hundreds of servers, but by thousands or tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of servers and megawatts of power coming into them. And so their operating structure and their cost structure is very different. So when they purchase their systems and build their data centers, they look for optimized silicon technologies, software and solutions and data center environments around it. So that's what we call the hyperscale data center.
So what differentiates the platforms in a hyperscale data center from an enterprise data center? And are there unique technologies that we're investing in as a company and as an industry to drive that differentiation?
One of the key drivers for hyperscale is maximum performance efficiency and energy efficiency of the platforms. And Intel delivers great servers. We have, you know, leading spec power scores, but that's just the start. You need technologies in that platform to enable you to manage the power. And some technologies, we have the Intel Intelligent Power Node Manager and then Data Center Manager, where you're able to monitor and cap power and at the system level, and then through the Data Center Manager extend it to the rack and data center level, gives you the ability to manage your power and set policies for your servers based on power consumption and workload and the needs of your data center. So it's power capping and monitoring and usage-based workload and adapting your workloads based on power usage.
We've talked about Node Manager on the program before as an emerging technology from Intel. What has the market's reaction been to it?
Well, it's been great. Over the past couple months since we've launched Nehalem, we've seen a lot of market adoption and support for our technologies. And at IDF, we were able to announce over 30 partners supporting the Node Manager platform. And that's end users who are putting it into their data center environment and testing it, that are OEMs who are selling it, and console vendors who are creating the tools to manage it. So we've seen a lot of broad industry adoption, and we've seen a lot of proof points where people have been able to use the technology to better manage against SLAs, improve rack density, reduce their power costs.
So what kind of percentages of reduction are we seeing?
We've seen up to 40% in certain data deployments. It obviously varies by data center deployment, but we can see up to 40%.
And then the other thing that I wanted to talk to you about today is microserver. What is that all about, and how does that relate to this hyperscale thing? Because it seems like we're talking about the big and the little.
So for example, in the low end of the dedicated hosting market, where you need a single server instance dedicated to one customer, but it could be a very small business or even a personal use. You need a very low cost, low power server to manage that person. You might want to deploy a micro server to give you a balance of density, power, and cost. And so what we announced is two new SKUs aimed at this segment. They're the Intel 3400 series, low voltage, a 45 watt 4-core and a 30 watt 2-core, low power, low TDP power for this segment. We enabled a micro server reference design, which is basically a concept vehicle to showcase to the industry the type of innovation that can be designed around these two new processors. Along with, there's a module in that microserver reference design, the module that the CPU sits on, and we're going to be delivering a specification through SSI to the industry by the end of the year.
So SSI is the group that has been delivering power management and power supply specs for a long time, and they just changed their focus to the entire system, is that right?
That's correct.
When do you expect these microservers to hit the market? Do you have any guess on that?
Well, we're seeing some out there now, but what's really interesting is SGI announced with us at IDF a version of their MicroSlice, which is part of their cloud rack. It has six of the one socket Xeons and a 1U tray. So that's going to be coming to market later this year. And then next year, we expect to see a large number of OEMs and ODMs designing to the specification and releasing platforms by hopefully middle of the year.
Can you tell us what we might be doing with the different server providers next year?
Well, we're going to work with them to continue to innovate. We're very excited around our Nehalem generation of products. And next year, we'll be announcing the next generation two socket Xeon Westmere. And And as always, we're looking to collaborate and innovate with our OEM partners where they want to innovate, whether it's containers to rack level to server systems to microservers. So I'm very excited about the breadth and availability of systems for this hyperscale market available on Intel and what will be coming out next year.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being here, Regine. It was a pleasure to have you on the program, and we hope to have you back soon.
Thank you, Allison.